I couldn't take it anymore. I had to do it. I lost control of my life.
Did you two ever worry about their safety?
No,
never. They had an idyllic life. They lived in Davis.
Davis, California is a safe college community. It's also the place where Claudia Maupin and Chip Northup fell in love later in life.
They adored each other. They loved going to movies, holding hands, and just being with each other's families.
They were active members of their community. So when they didn't show up for church one Sunday morning in April, their family and friends were worried.
And I called. And I called his number, and I called Claudia's number, and they both went to voicemail.
How unusual is that?
It was very unusual.
The night before, Chip and Claudia had peacefully gone to sleep. But outside, someone was lurking.
He planned it perfectly.
The mysterious figure meticulously cut a window screen, entered their house, and stabbed them to death more than 120 times.
Has anybody even had the strength to do that? And why would somebody want to do that?
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty, and I've been reporting on murder cases for over 3 decades. So you probably think that after all this time, I've seen and heard it all. And I thought I had too, until I encountered these two senseless, inexplicable murders.
It was a very bloody scene.
Right.
And there were some strange details too, weren't there?
Yeah. There were a couple objects inside the bodies.
With no weapon, fingerprints, or DNA, there was little evidence to go on.
They were very tight-lipped. They weren't saying anything.
But they were looking at members of your own family.
Yeah, they were. They were.
That is, until authorities received a tip that pointed to the most unlikely of suspects.
I grew up with this person.
Here in Davis?
Yes, and I've known him. I know him better than anyone else.
And that someone would send shockwaves through the entire community because the killer was only a teenager.
Ridiculous. Why is it ridiculous? I'm a kid.
This is 15, inside the Daniel Marsh murders.
How can a child do this? How can they have such a depraved mind?
Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.